Blog Talk Radio.
Mode 1.
I want to rock with you.
You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
Do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and bury someone in the race? You do.
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect the woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo, Mode 1, this is Gerard McClendon from Chicago tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey, see, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet in many places to see. Hey, I'm really.
What's happening? Welcome to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. Wait, somebody is asking me something in my chat room. Okay, I just answered somebody in my chat room related to my guest. As you know, unless you've been in a cave, you know I was in Europe last week, and I had a blast. Man, yes, I did. I was in London, England, for what was called the Direct Approach Dating Summit for Men. And it was thoroughly enjoyable. And what can I say? It was my first time in London. London is a great city with a great vibe. And the people were just great to me. The people who I interacted with, they were just excellent. Sasha, who organized the event, what can I say? He was just stellar. He hooked a brother up with chicken wings just about every day. No peach snapple, but that wasn't his fault. That was London's fault. London has snapple, but I don't think they have peach snapple. But he hooked me up with chicken wings just about every day. I mean, I stayed in this flat in Notting Hill. And, self-guided, I do. I recommend that brothers travel outside the U.S. Yeah, I mean, London was just a bomb, man. I mean, it was just, yeah, man, that city, yeah, it lived up to the hype. It lived up to the hype. I threw a party, and my first night there, that Friday, a lot of people came through. People over there was treating me like a celebrity. Man, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I have no complaint. The only thing I was a little let down, I went to Amsterdam for a couple of days towards the end of the trip. It was okay. I ain't going to say it was bad. It was just okay. Amsterdam, if you're not familiar with it, it's kind of like the European equivalent to Las Vegas. And, yeah, I mean, I give it 2.5 out of 4 stars or maybe 3 out of 5 stars. It was okay. But London, yeah, I really enjoyed London. I enjoyed the guys I met, the guys who came to the conference, much props to them. They were just great. I mean, a lot of people had told me I was going to be with a bunch of nitwits, bunch of loser types, ugly guys, obese guys. These guys were handsome, they were intelligent, they were open-minded and ready to learn, and it was just a great experience, you know. Soon, I'm going to have David X joining me.
David X and I were the two main featured speakers, along with Bad Boy from Croatia. He was, yeah, I would say we were the kind of the three featured speakers. Then there was about 3 to 4 additional speakers in the lineup. It was a two-day event, started at roughly 10 o'clock a.m. on both days, Saturday and Sunday, November 20th, 21st. Yeah, it was just cool. It was just real cool. So I'm getting more details once I get David X on the line. I see David X assistant Craig in my chat room. Speaking of my chat room, let me see who I got in my chat room. I got a lot of people in my chat room for a spontaneous show because, you know, I wasn't even supposed to have a show today. This was kind of a last-minute thing. I was officially supposed to come back next Thursday. I was going to come back next Thursday, but I decided to come back and do this recap show. So, yeah, this was totally last minute, and so I'm appreciative that I got 30-plus people in my chat room. I got one of my ace boom cones in my chat room. Well, that may be too masculine to say ace boom cone, but I rank her as my second most loyal listener next to Hyperd. I don't see Hyperd in here. Where Hyperd at? Hyperd always in here. But Hyperd is 1A. This woman is 1B. Adrian, she got to watch the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're getting smashed by the Miami Heat. You know, tonight was the big night for LeBron to go back to Cleveland. And he's kicking Cleveland's butt. But in their defense, I mean, Cleveland doesn't have any superstars. So, I mean, it ain't like it's, you know, a big thing. Yeah, the score now is, I think, 89-59. But, yeah, in Cleveland's defense, they don't have any superstars. You know, at least they play with some heart. So, I give it up for Cleveland, man. Even though they're getting smashed, I ain't going to talk about them. They playing with some heart. You know, to come into this season, to lose their star player in the way that they did, you know, let's just be real, man. It was fucked up. Yeah, you know, LeBron is doing his thing. But anyway, I got Diva362636 in my chat room. I got Andy Yosha. I met Andy Yosha in London. Andy Yosha's in my chat room. I hung out with Andy Yosha from daygame.com. Check out his site, daygame.com. Andy was real cool. He looks like the guy that was in Miami Vice. Now I'm forgetting the guy's name. You know who played Crockett in Miami Vice. God, what's his name? Jamie Foxx and the guy. You know who I'm talking about. Handsome guy. Dang, why is his name on the tip of my tongue? Somebody tell me in the chat room. It's Miami Vice. It was Jamie Foxx. And who was the guy who played Crockett? Who was the guy who played Crockett? No, not on the TV show, in the movie. Not on the TV show, in the movie. What's the guy's name? You know he got talks with the Colin Farrell. There you go. Colin Farrell. That's who Andy Yosha looks like. Andy Yosha was in my chat room. I hung out with him in London. He looks like his hair is a little more blonde, but he looks just like Colin Farrell. And a real cool guy, man. Real cool guy. Blessed Angel Eyes is in my chat room. I got Chris Knowles in my chat room. I got Christian Davis in my chat room. I got Craig 0007. That's David X's assistant. I got Eddie Barbosa in my chat room. I got a bunch of guests in my chat room. I got a bunch of guests. I got Jay Infinite in my chat room. Jay Infinite in my chat room. I got Reckless Precision. I kind of like that. Reckless Precision. I got not other people guided, not misguided, but self-guided is in my chat room. Self-guided is in my chat room right now. Yes, there are other shout-outs would be my brother and ace confidant, Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry and his wife, my sister-in-law, they're going to go on a Caribbean cruise, man. I envy them, but hey, you know, I just had my fun trip. Now they get to have theirs. I hope they have the time of their lives. My cousin Christopher Curry from Detroit, at the ball from Maplewood, New Jersey. J.P. Jones from Chicago. I hung out with him last weekend. Jeff Kenton, Maurice Taylor, Corey Pullman. Who else? Duncan from London. Duncan from London. Chris from London. Man, I met so many cool people in London. It wasn't even funny, man. It wasn't even funny. I can't think of all the names of the guys I met. I met a guy named Nick. Nick was ultra cool from London. Oh, who else can I think of from London? Oh, man. It was just so many. I'm trying to think of this guy. He wears a hat all the time. He's from Arizona. Met him in London. He was just really, really, really cool. And I see Green Bulldog in my chat room. Green Bulldog is in my chat room. Yeah, it's so many people I can think from London. Christina, Sophia, Gina, Karina, Dale. And, man, there's this one guy. You have to know who Bad Boy is. Bad Boy was on my show about 2 weeks ago. There was this guy in London who did this impersonation of Bad Boy, and it just had me and David X spitting up our food. I mean, I'm not going to even try to do it justice, but, man, it was funny as hell. It was just hilarious. Now, right now, I sound very, you know, lighthearted. I sound very friendly and whatnot. But for about the next 2-3 minutes, I'm about to get serious. And for some of my listeners, they may not be used to this side of me. But I'm going to let some people have it, you know. I'm not going to mention these guys by name, but there's some guys in what I would call the Blog Talk Radio family that called themselves at one time being my friend. And anybody who knows me knows I take friendship seriously. I got friends that go back 25 years, 30 years, 15 years. I don't use the term friend loosely, but these guys called themselves my friends, refer to themselves my friends, post on my Facebook page and whatnot, only for me to find out this week that they was on audio tape talking about me behind my back. And these guys, their mantra is that they're a real man. That's their mantra, is that they're a real fucking man. But yet, they got to sneak and talk about me behind my back. Now, I normally don't bring personal drama onto my show, but I just had to get on my soapbox for a couple minutes and say how fucked up that is for them to not have the balls to express their criticisms to me directly, taping phone conversations of me and talking about my past relationships like some bitches, but yet their mantra is that they're a real man. Please, if you're listening to this show and you know who you are, then you grow a pair. You grow a pair, as my boy David X, who I'm going to be talking to soon, talks about. You grow a pair of balls. I ain't got shit to hide. I don't dog out friends behind their back, talk about them behind their back, stab people behind their back. If I get beef with you, I come to you directly. That's what real men do. They come to you directly. Not this high school bullshit behind somebody's fucking back. And you call yourself a real man. Excuse my phraseology, but nigga, please. Please don't insult me like that, calling yourself a real man, talking about me and shit that I've talked to you about confidentially, talking about it on audio tape. Man, if that ain't some bitch shit, I don't know what is. And that's all I have to say about that. And if you ain't listening live, I know you're going to listen to the archive because you're in the Blog Talk Radio family. But I'm telling you, that's some bitch shit. Now, back to my more lighthearted Alan Roger Curry self. I will join in David X in the conversation right after this intermission break.
Hey, I'm Dangerous Lee, and you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com, and remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mode 1.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's over 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay.
There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
Mindset is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that's, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
Just so the listeners know, there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book, and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger, and now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that, yeah.
Oh, man, you got to love it. Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. We now now return to my episode that is dedicated to my upcoming speaking presentation in London, England, the Direct Dating Summit for Men 2010, featuring David X, Bad Boy, Sasha, and yours truly, November 20th and 21st in London, England, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Folks, that's the wrong intermission intro. That was the one I used 2 weeks ago. Something happened, technical difficulties. I had one similar that was supposed to be uploaded. But anyway, that suggests that it's coming up. It's actually past tense. But hey, before I get to my good buddy David X, there is somebody in my chat room. Oh my God, that I'm tripping off. She goes by the name Army Wife. Now, a lot of you don't go back. Some of you all just became listeners of mine probably within the last 6 months, within the last year, at least this year and a half. But I've been on Blog Talk Radio since May of 2007. And in most of 2008, I had one of my favorite listeners, Army Wife. I used to tease on all my shows because she would be on so many different shows on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, you could go on anybody's show on Blog Talk Radio, and whenever they accept callers, she would be like, "Yes, this is Army Wife." See, when I start off saying, "Yes, this is Army Wife," and I just wanted to say that blue draperies are better than purple draperies. I mean, I don't care what subject it was. It could be knives, draperies, grapes from Asia, carpets from Alaska. Whatever show subject it was, they say, "Yes, we're now taking callers." Hello, this is Army Wife. And but anyway, Army Wife, you got to call in so I can hear your voice. Yeah, like she said, you had to be there to know it. People who are not familiar with her calling into my show and other people's show, they're not going to get it. But Army Wife used to crack me up. I mean, I would be listening to a show at like 12:30 at night, and it'd be some off-topic like 18th century art from Kentucky. And all of a sudden they say, "Yes, and we have a few callers. Who's this?" "Yes, this is Army Wife." And oh, man. Army Wife, yeah. She used to listen to my show all the time. I haven't seen her. This is probably the first time I've seen her in my chat room in a year and a half, I want to say, if not longer. So, yeah, welcome, Army Wife. Sasha, I see you in the chat room. Let me know if you're calling in. I can't tell if you're in the my phone queue. So let me know, Sasha. I see you in the chat room. But let me bring back, he was just on my show 2 weeks ago. He was the first guest 2 weeks ago to be on my show three times. Now with this show, which was, again, an impromptu show, this will make his fourth time. No guest has ever been on my show four times. No guest has ever been on my show three times. So, you know, but he's a legend. Me and him hung out in Amsterdam. And I got to tell you about it. David X is a wealth of information. Forget, go beyond just, you know, attraction, seduction, dating, relationships. What I found from hanging out with this guy in Europe and in Amsterdam is that he knows the history of so many countries. I mean, I would say in probably 3 to 4 hours of talking to David X, I learned more than I probably did in all my high school history classes combined. And I'm not even exaggerating. The guy knows his shit. And not only does he know history of countries, he knows how to actually tie it in with dating and relationships. Because he said something to me That's very valid. He said, and I'm going to be paraphrasing, but he said that a lot of world happenings, things that have happened in history, was because of men's desire to attract a woman, one woman in particular, or a multitude of women. So you could say a lot of men's desire for romantic companionship and sexual companionship is what contributed to a lot of, you know, significant moments in history. But I loved absorbing knowledge and wisdom. I bring them back on my show for, again, the fourth time. Please give it up for David X.
I tell you, I don't know what to say. You honor me every time. But I have something to say about you, I have to tell you. And maybe you should turn around, because I wanted to say it behind your back, but I guess I'll have to say it to your face. Okay, I want to tell you something. When you said to your listeners, or you said to me, that you like chicken wings, mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you something. That is the biggest fucking understatement that I heard in my lifetime. Listen to this. Sasha wanted to fucking freak you out, so he bought you 10 boxes of chicken wing, so we had them in the hotel room. And you want to know something? Thought like, him and his buddies are going to finish him after we leave. There wasn't a fucking chicken wing halfway through his fucking event.
Oh, man. Yeah, I see. See, listen,
you know,
I want to tell
you something. I told my son, my son said he liked chicken wings. I go, you don't know what it is to like chicken wings. I said, this guy, when he says he likes chicken wings, holy moly. I think you've eaten as much chicken wings as I fucked the women. That's a hell of a lot of chicken wings.
I really think that David X probably, he heard me talking about on the show my love for chicken wings, as did Sasha and a few others. And I think they probably thought I might have been exaggerating. But what they saw in London is
not
that I can
anymore.
Eat chicken wings for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You not even exaggerating. It's like an understatement.
Hey, I could, man. I mean, there's other foods that are nice. Pizza's nice here and there. And hamburgers nice here and there. But chicken wings, man, it's just something about chicken wings. It just gives me. But yeah, Sasha hooked a brother up. David X and I stayed in this nice flat in what's called the Notting Hill district of London, which is a very nice, affluent district. And he surprised me the first day. He opened up the refrigerator and literally had about 10 packages of chicken wings, and those chicken wings were good. And we had a great time. Now, David, what you had told me, you had been to, I want to say, London like years ago. So this was your first time being back in London in what, over what, 10, 15, 20 years or so?
More than that. But you know what? I'll tell you, when I first went to Europe, they were primitive. You know, they were like the old people from the old country. And now you go back and we're like the old people from the old country. They're more advanced and more modern than we are.
Yeah. Yeah, London is...
But you know what? I want to tell you something. What I noticed, observed... Those guys are busy. I mean, they the word chill out, they erased it from all the dictionaries they have there. Nobody knows how to chill out. They're all in such a fucking rush. They're moving. They're going places.
Yeah.
Nobody just hangs out. You know, I noticed that the traffic, the people, you know, and I came back and I had a radio session with some guys and I said, you know, you really have to appreciate the way of life that we have here in North America. Not saying it's not good in England. It's a different way of life. It's faster. I think, I don't think they relax as much or they have as good a time as we do, because they're all in a rush to do things and go places. They're always traveling. They're not hanging out. The homes are not as nice because they're very expensive and they're small. So they don't hang. They rather go to a lot of places than stay in one place. Maybe their dating habits are different than ours.
Well, one thing I notice, and I'm sure they have, you know, like any city, probably their share of knuckleheads and assholes. But that being said, the guys not only associated with our conference, but just general guys I met, because I went jogging at least 3 or 4 days while I was there. And there's just this, what I want to say, this respect for the fellow man. You know, I love the way that the guys will refer to me as mate, and they say, cheers, mate. And, you know, guys were more than helpful in helping me find places, giving me directions. You know, because sometimes you're in a strange city and you ask somebody something, they'd be like, oh, fuck off. Get out of here. You know, leave me alone. But I didn't, you know, I didn't get that in London.
Well,
now, one thing that scared me, though, in London, and I think you got a couple laughs out of me. I know Sasha did. I must have saw at least 15 almost car accidents in London. Because I don't see how anybody drives in London. Number one, as everybody knows, they drive on the left side of the street, unlike here in the United States, we drive on the right. And, I mean, I saw so many times where, like, two cars would just miss each other, or a pedestrian would walk across the street and just miss getting hit. And it relates to what David X was saying. These people, they just, everybody's so focused on where they're going and getting somewhere. And, yeah, I just love the vibe of the city. Like, again, that was my first time there. In some ways, I want to compare it to being in Manhattan, but, you know, in all due respect
to
New York,
I
would say
you,
in a lot of ways, it's a better vibe than Manhattan.
Well, you know, let me just mention one thing also that I noticed there. I mean, I've been in Manhattan, and even since 9/11, they cleaned it up a lot. Well, one thing I noticed in London, and think back and you'll remember, Alan, there's guys at every corner sweeping the streets and picking up the garbage. There's no dirt on the roads. There's no like, where the sidewalk meets the road, the gutters, like, there's no accumulating of dirt. It's all swept all the time. They constantly sweep. They really take pride in their city. It must cost an absolute fortune to have that many guys working all the streets, sweeping them.
Yeah.
Did you notice that, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you're
right. And
their streets are so spotless clean. It's incredible. So I think that has a lot to do with why they're so nice, because they're not living in a dirty environment. Everybody's critical to keep their environment very clean, sterile.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
You've got a lot of old buildings, but there's nothing decaying or crumbling. It's all well taken care of. Do you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was just thoroughly impressed. My only disappointment was I wanted to go. We got so busy, I didn't get a chance to see Buckingham Palace. I wanted to see Buckingham Palace and a couple other sites. And I know, Dave, you wanted to go see what's the name of that big Ferris wheel? What do they call that?
I forget the name of it, but it's the biggest Ferris wheel in the world.
Yeah. So The next time David X and I travel to London, that's going to be our first priority, is for me to see Buckingham Palace and for him to see that big Ferris wheel. And so, yeah, there was a couple other sites, but I think one of the reasons we didn't get to see sites such as those was because both of us got inundated with requests for coaching sessions and consultation sessions. Now, one thing that happened, and words are not going to do it justice, you had to be there, and hopefully when the video comes out, you guys will be able to see it on DVD, is that originally David was a scheduled feature speaker for Saturday, and I was a scheduled speaker for Sunday, and he did the first half of his presentation, which lasted about roughly 2 hours or so. Then there was, I think, lunch, and then he came back for it. And during the second half of his presentation, he had two young ladies on stage, and they were talking about different things, and he was giving one of them a few compliments, and one of them was that she was sexy, very cute Asian woman. I believe that's a good friend of Sasha. And she said, he said, well, what do you think about the compliments that I just gave you? And she said, oh, I like all of them except for sexy. I don't like to be called sexy. Now, of course, all the guys in the back of the auditorium saw me making a face. And at first, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I just had to say, I basically rose my hand like, okay, that's some bullshit. I don't know. I've never met a woman in my life that didn't want to be thought of as sexually desirable or be called sexy. So, yeah, I ended up calling her out, and then somebody suggested that I go down on stage, and Dave was nice enough and classy enough to allow me to share the stage with him. And what happened after that to me was just magic. All the guys there enjoyed it. David X and I were on stage together, sharing our thoughts, sharing our knowledge, sharing our wisdom with the audience. We had a nice interaction and chemistry with the two young ladies who were on stage with us. So, yeah, Dave, man, I have to say, man, that was probably for me the highlight of the 2-day conference was being able to get up on stage with you that Saturday and just kind of, you know, chat it up, chop it up, and offer the guys some great knowledge and wisdom.
Well, I have to tell you, for me, dealing with the two women, I showed all the guys there how you can handle two women. I got them turned on stage. I, you know, maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it was just the fact that they were talking to 100-plus guys. Maybe that's what got them turned on. But I'll tell you one thing. I knew they were wet.
Guys. Yeah, when he says this, see, if you weren't there, this is not going to resonate with you in the same way. But for those that were there, it was just Dave. See, Dave, when he talks, you already know he got that kind of deep, raspy voice. And he gets into this zone sometimes when he talks where his voice becomes very smooth and even keel. And he had these two women on stage like in like a trance. And so he's just talking to them, and they just listening really attentively. And then at the end of his this stretch of comments, he says, I know your pussies are wet. He was basically like, I dare you to tell me they're not. And sure enough, the women just sat there. Neither one of them denied it or tried to say differently. And the guys and audience was just like, oh, man, this guy is just too much. I mean, yeah, he looked them dead in the eyes. He's like, I know your pussies are wet. I can smell your pussies being wet. Tell me your pussies are not wet. And they were just like quiet. So is that normal where you just talk to women like that and you look them in the eye and you say, I know your pussy's wet?
Everybody can smell it. I believe everybody can smell it. I just, I just can sense it quicker. I just have more experience. I mean, definitely. Listen, I can guarantee you one thing. If I would have farted in that room, everybody would have smelled it.
Yes, I agree with you there.
I think I want a couple of apartments.
Trust me, boy. When Dave lets one out, man, he lets one. Oh, man. Yeah, but it was just, it was really something to be on those, be on that stage. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people who were there, the participants, somebody asked, did he say it with those exact same words? Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. And again, when the DVD comes out, you will have to see this portion of the DVD, because I'm telling you, Dave got to talking, and it was almost like he was verbally hypnotizing these women, because they were very quiet. He had their full attention. And then, as I said, at the end, he was just like, I know your pussies are wet. I can smell it. I can smell that your pussy. Tell me your pussies are not wet. And they just, like, they didn't say shit. And so, yeah, that was definitely, for a lot of guys who attended, that was one of the highlights of that two-day event. And, yeah, I just enjoyed being on stage with them. As everyone knows, David X and I, we share a lot of the same philosophies and principles. And, you know, we're both about definitely just being direct with our desires and interests and intentions. But, yeah, the guys there, as you pointed out, Dave, it was a lot of very intelligent guys there, wouldn't you say?
It still goes back to my theory. It's the intelligent guys that have problems. The idiots don't have any problems. Maybe, you know what, Alan? Maybe we're the idiots. I gotta give everybody a chance. I can't figure it out because we don't have any problems, but maybe we're the idiots.
Yeah, it really was, because as I started talking at the beginning of the show, a lot of guys, before I went over to London, you know, I had a few people give me their opinions on what type, basically what was going to be the clientele or the demographic. And everybody's like, oh, you're going to be in a room full of losers, or you're going to be in a room full of super nerds and geeks and et cetera, et cetera. But it was a lot of just what I would call just normal guys. But they just, as I told them at the conference, most of the guys there were guys who just held on to a few faulty beliefs, few invalid fears and attitudes that have just basically, you know, caused them problems and presented challenges and frustrations for them when it comes to dealing with women. And, but now Dave, he said all throughout our trip that I was much nicer than him, because Dave can be the most, you've heard him on my show, listeners, you know how Dave is. One minute Dave can be the classiest guy you ever talked to, but man, if you test Dave's patience, oh my God, you do not want to hear the wrath of David X. David, now tell the listeners, what are a couple things that just set you off? What causes
stupidity.
You to just like...
stupidity. Sheer and utter stupidity. You know, if Alan, I can guarantee that no other seminar that ever took place from anybody else, period, showed the people that were there how fast they can do what we want them to do without hesitation. to do what we were telling them. It wasn't a pipe dream. It wasn't like the rest of them having to memorize a system. When we got on stage together, I got to tell you something. I don't know what it was that inspired me, but I can tell you for sure, I think it was you. And when we started showing these guys, the first day was cool. We had a lot of fun. But don't forget, the second day, we really showed them that it wasn't a fluke. I'm not going to, you know what, for the respect to Sasha, I'm not going to tell them the second day, but I'll tell you something, as amazing as the first day with me and you, the second day with you and me was just as amazing. Now, that in itself, the consistency. And, you know, I know that Sasha gets really offended when I say this, but I didn't listen to anybody else besides you because I think they're all full of shit, Sasha included. But he gets offended because I have to tell the truth. But I'm telling you honestly, that's my opinion, and if I can't talk behind the guy's back, as you know, Alan. And if it offends him, well, so it's one other guy that I've offended in my life. I add him to the list, so I'm going to hell anyway. So what's the difference?
Okay. But
the fact of the matter, what we did together to show these hundred and so many, I don't remember how many there were there, plus guys, and they all got it.
Yep.
When you can do something like that, you're the real thing. It's like, you know, they fucking try to knock Coca-Cola. They try to come out, other companies try to compete, but don't forget, Coke isn't trying to compete with the other companies. Coke is the real thing. They're all trying to compete with Coke. That's like, I think, Alan Roger Curry is the real thing. Everybody's trying to compete with him. That's the way I look at it. And I'm really not interested in anybody else. I mean, I think I'm the real thing. But, you know, that's like an opinion. And opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. So that's only an opinion for another asshole, me. But if they listen to this seminar, and I hope, you know, I hope to be able to do it again with Alan Roger Curry. We have to sit down and go through talks, but I hope to do it again.
Yeah, I look forward definitely being on the stage in some new and different city with David Ace. Because like I said, you know, I learned, even though I call myself, you know, teaching guys different things and sharing knowledge and wisdom with a lot of the guys, I was also there in many ways as a student because, again, this guy I have on the phone, David X, has just a wealth of knowledge about a lot of things. And again, it goes beyond just male-female interactions. I mean, he just knows, he's had a lot of life experiences. He's well-traveled. But yeah, I learned I picked up a lot of mental notes from him during this conference. This was actually my first international speaking engagement or workshop of any kind. The only workshops and speaking presentations I've done up before London was all in the States. But it was a great experience, and I'm going to take a break right now, but when I come back, I'm going to hopefully bring in the organizer, chief organizer of this event. His real name is Alex, but he goes by the name Sasha. I will bring him in just a moment right after this intermission break. Don't go anywhere.
Do you want to let loose? Yep. Do you want to vent on the issues all the time? Do you want to express your views? Yes, sir. Then sound off. This is your host, Harold L., okay, inviting you to join me on Blog Talk Radio with the Sound Off Now show. That's what's up. Real life, real issues, real talk, okay, uncensored. Join me on the SON Network Monday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for some of the most controversial issues and forums as we simply sound off. I'm there. Come join us and sound off now, where nothing is off limits. That's what's up. www.blogtalkradio.com/sound-off-now.
In this technology age, while we're on the information highway, we'll post about getting a better job, we'll tweet to say that we love what we just ate. But when's the last time you might face someone and tell them you've been molested? Join us on Left Blank for the Great American Speak Out to share your story about child molestation, incest, and or child abuse. Airing Monday, April 26th at 11 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/leftblank. To email your story to us anonymously, send it to jolliali@jolliali.com.
Hey guys, do you ever have trouble getting women or wonder why she picks the jerk instead of you? Do you want to know what she really wants in a man? Welcome to schoolofdating.com, the site that will help you.
Well, guys, I'm sorry. Had to stop that intermission break.
that's funny.
Yeah, I had to stop that one. That,
right?
Got in there by accident. I don't want to promote whatever that guy was talking about. Sorry. But right now, I'm bringing back in David X, and I'm bringing in the chief organizer of the Direct Approach Dating Summit, 2010 for Men. His real name is Alex, but we lovingly call him Sasha. What's up, Sasha?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, hey, David.
What's up, Chicken Wing?
David, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear
me? Now, you know you hurt Sasha's feelings, man. You told him he was full of shit.
You know, I know he thinks I hurt his feelings, but I'm sure he wouldn't like to hear it behind his back. So he has to weigh between hearing it to his face or hearing it from behind his back.
Oh,
Dave, you could have watched 20 minutes or 10 minutes of my speech and seen if you liked it. You know, you're too busy up there pleasing your millions and millions of fans.
You have a good point. You have an excellent point. I should have done it. I didn't. I thought about doing it, and I didn't. And I'm not going to make excuses. I really didn't want to listen to you. I mean, I was having so much fun the second day when that guy was making fun of Bad Boy. He did a better job than Bad Boy.
Now that was
funny. I heard the laughing from downstairs.
Anybody who's listeners, most of my listeners tonight probably don't know who Bad Boy is. But for the handful that do know how Bad Boy, and see, Bad Boy, he number one, he talks with this very Eastern European accent. It's pretty thick. And I don't know the guy's name, but we were all upstairs, Dave, myself, a few other guys, and this guy just spontaneously starts imitating Bad Boy, and it had to be one of the top three funniest moments of the 2-day Direct Dating Summit, because, I mean, he had him down. He had his mannerisms. Basically, he was portraying him as this military drill sergeant who stumbled upon the world of dating coaching. And it was just hilarious. And But yeah, we all had a good time. Now, Sasha, I'm gonna tell you. I said I'm gonna show you some love, man. I know you didn't get much sleep. I know you averaged about probably an hour and a half of sleep for the 2 or 3 weeks leading up to the event. But I got to tell you that was one of the most organized events I've been a part of. I thought everybody who was a registrant really got their money's worth. And it ran in precision. It wasn't really what I can identify as any major snags in event, because I've been, you know, part of some events where it's just, you know, within an hour or two at the start, you can tell it's disorganized. But my whole trip actually was very organized, and the chicken wings dude was just off the chain. And that was just,
you know what,
incredible.
I have to tell you. Can I just say
actually, I've got a couple of chicken wing moments. I just thought your listeners and everyone else would thought were amusing. So I've actually got on film. I'll probably put it on as an extra for the DVD. I've got the moment you and David X met on film, your very first hug. And I've got you opening up the fridge and seeing the chicken wings and being happy. And then I've got a video of you, me, and David X eating chicken wings. So I've got like a collage of chicken wing videos I'm going to put up on, you know, either on the net or on the product. It's going to be pretty sweet. Chicken wings.
Yeah, chicken wings,
camera.
Man. Yeah, I never got tired of eating those chicken wings either. It was just, and the flat you provided for Dave and I, what can I say? Just that was great location. Yeah, man, you know, my hat's off to you, bottom line. Now, who are some of the people, if you could identify, that helped you out, who were kind of like your inner circle assistant team that helped put this whole event together?
There's basically three people, and you know them all. Andy helped, you know, with the design of the site and promotion and stuff like that, with his website, daygame.com. And then Chris, Tattooed Chris, who you've seen.
Yeah.
He was just, you know, he's helped me with all my stuff. And then Dale, who you also mentioned, that's his name, as well. He was just helping with everything as well. So it's pretty
much
those three guys.
Dale, the one from Arizona?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And
you know what I have to say? Just say, you know what I want? Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha, you know what I want to tell
you?
This seminar that you set up went almost as smoothly as the first orgy I organized when I was about 25 years old.
Nice. You should have told me you were an orgy organizer, and we could have combined forces in London and made something truly special.
You know, I have to tell you something.
You're updating orgy.
Listen, it would be easy in direct dating orgy, especially with the girls that you bring. I could have had them all working together.
Yep, something to shoot for next time.
Yeah, now Sasha, you were watching. What did you think about that moment when Dave kind of, as I call it, got in the zone, and then he concluded his own by looking at your two female friends and saying, "I know your pussy's wet."
You know what? I'm not even sure if at that moment there was the moment I remember the most is when she said something, when she goes, "Oh, my guy's calling me sexy," and you grabbed, because we had a portable mic and it happened to be next to you, fortunately, and you just grabbed it and you're just like, "Man, that's some bullshit," and you just started walking around the stage and the crowd just went crazy. The crowd just went, "Yeah," and you just went, "I'm Alan Roger Curry, by the way," like people didn't know. And then you just went into this tirade, and it was beautiful, man. And I was standing there with my hand camera recording that whole thing just in case the other two cameras weren't working. I'm like, "This is sick. I gotta record this." So and I've got that video. But yeah, man,
you know, I
got to
hear you impersonate me again, because some of the other guys were impersonating me saying that's some bullshit. So go ahead and say it again.
Man, that's some bullshit right there. That's some bullshit. Give me some wings, goddammit. I need some napkins. You can't be giving a brother chicken wings with no napkins. That's some bullshit. But look.
Yeah,
that was great. I mean, it was as you said, you and Dave on stage with those girls, like genuinely talking to girls, getting their opinion, talking to the audience, and just working together, that is just, it was like magic. I when it was happening, there were so many moments that were funny, too, like the camera was shaking because I was laughing so much. The first half an hour of that was just, it was literally like gold. I was watching it just going, I hope the fucking film is working in those goddamn cameras. It was just so funny, and so I was learning so much and laughing my ass off at the same time. It's just, for me, that's the most important thing. That's my whole system, is I like having fun as well as, you know, helping guys with this stuff. So I just thought it was beautiful. It was amazing. I didn't think I would say this before the event, but everything went better than I could have expected. Everything just was amazing, and I was just tired and I wanted to go home. But it was the first time in my life I actually thought to myself, fuck, I gotta pull in my last reserves of energy just to get through this. Like, it was so emotional and so much work, I literally collapsed. Like, I slept for 2 days after. People just didn't hear from me. They thought I died because I just was sleeping for 2 days. But it was all worth it, man. It was all worth it. It was amazing.
The
severity of what I'd done. A couple of days went by, and people started emailing me, and people came up to me and shit. And I realized that I actually had directly changed people's lives just by letting them know about the seminar, putting it together, letting people know about you and about Dave. People came up to me just like, they didn't know what to say. They were just holding me going, man, thank you for letting, you know, for making this happen. And it was worth it just knowing, even if just five guys, but I know every single person in there, their lives have changed. So I already got emails from people saying they've done crazy shit on one guy, like, you know, went home with some girl, like, you know, right after the seminar already, and then one guy was making out with some chick right after the seminar at a bus stop, and just crazy shit. Just already people are starting to report this crazy stuff happening, man. And so it's really, it just feels really, makes me really happy, man. It just makes me happy that this is doing what it's meant to be doing.
And Steve, I already had two people in the chat room ask me about the DVD, and I told them, I just wrote that I will keep everyone posted. Yes, listeners, we will as soon as that DVD drops, I will keep you posted on how you can purchase that DVD, because I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think it was just a lot of great moments captured during the two-day event, and I don't know how long the DVD will be. I don't know if it'll cover the whole thing or just certain highlights. But it was a total of, I want to say, seven speakers in all. There was David X, myself, Bad Boy. I want to say you could say the three main feature speakers. Then Sasha himself, he spoke on Saturday, as well as he was the overall host and MC of the event. Then a guy named Marcus, the charisma coach, he spoke. A guy named Baxter, I didn't get to see Baxter, but he spoke.
And your very best, newest friend yet.
Oh, Lord. Yad is a guy. I had heard about him a couple times before coming to London.
Alan, hold on.
Uh-huh.
You just said, now, Yad is a guy, and I was just going to tell you, I think the jury's still out on that one.
Oh!
Yad, as I've said to a few guys, I don't really know the guy. I'm not going to, you know, disparage him. I don't have anything on a personal level against this guy, but if, for those who are at the event, they know, just like the woman on stage on Saturday kind of made me have a reaction to the point where I said, this is some bullshit. Yeah, Yad was a guy, he's known in London as one of the top pickup artists in London, and he said some things that I just didn't agree with. I had philosophical disagreements with. It was at least two or three things that he said that I didn't agree with. The one in particular, I'm gonna just call this out and I'm gonna leave it, the Alan Roger Curry versus Yad issue alone. But he made a comment where he said he would approach a woman and ask her, did she want to fuck, which I would say would be mode one. So if he left it there, I would give him kudos. He said he would approach a woman and say, you know, basically, do you want to fuck? But if she said yes, he said he would immediately dismiss her because if she was to reciprocate that quickly and that easily, that meant that she was a slag and not worthy of his time. And, yes, I kind of flipped out on that comment, and a lot of guys in the audience, while he was saying it, they were looking at me like, oh, I know Alan's about to react to this. But, yeah, I think that's manipulative. I think it's judgmental. My attitude is, why even approach a woman if you don't want to date her or fuck her? It's that simple. Why even approach a woman? I'm not going to approach a woman just to see if she wants to fuck me. I'm going to approach a woman because I want to either date her in a long-term relationship or I want to have casual sex with her. But anyway, again, I'm not going to get on that soapbox. But yes, he and I did have some what I will refer to as philosophical differences. But hey, obviously he's doing something that works for him. He has a level of respect from a lot of guys in the London community. And so I'm not going to hate on him. You know, if what he does works for him, more power to him. But he was one of the speakers. Like I said, well, I think
I'd like to interrupt you and make a comment right now about this guy. That, you know, I don't disagree with anything he says, because I don't know what he says. I didn't listen to a word that he says. I think that it's like what I recommend to my students. Go with who you believe in. If you listen to a guy that you believe in his stuff, go with it. I don't listen to him because I haven't yet heard anybody had advice to give me that I could have used or use. I find a lot of them talk out of dreamland. They make things up that other guys want to hear. Every guy is looking for the magic words. The easy way out, you know, abracadabra, alakazam, and she spreads her legs like peanut butter, you know. They're all looking for that magic word. So these guys that dream up a set of magic words, they get a lot of attention because they're looking for magic words. When I tell them and you tell them, there's no magic words. You tell them what you want. It's too easy, so they can't accept it. It's like, it's hysterical. The easy things, things that they can do, what they're all capable of doing, and I've proven that time and time again, they're not going to believe that stuff. They're not going to believe a guy like me and you, because we make it sound so simple. So they're going to go for guys that dream up this whole convoluted way to deal with it, like as if they know the secret to women.
Yeah, yeah.
Half of them are liars, and the other half of them are liars.
Another classic David H. phrase.
You like that one?
Oh, man. Now, listen, there's another part. And again, when you buy the DVD, you'll see all these things we're talking about. But again, I mentioned earlier that David X can be very classy, very helpful one moment. But if you don't take his two rules to heart, and you keep asking stupid questions. On that Sunday, there was a guy, actually very nice fellow. I talked to him, you know, during the conference. But he asked a question about what the woman was thinking. And, oh, man, Sasha, were you around for that? When Dave just like lit into his ass? Is Sasha still with me? Sasha, you still there? What happened to Sasha? Okay, he must be gone. But yeah, Dave, that was funny, man, when you were like, ask the question again. Ask the question again. You said, there's some things I can tolerate, but I just have a low tolerance for stupidity. That was hilarious.
And that's that's like was only a short time after the guy said he understood. Maybe he has Alzheimer's for short memory, you know, he just doesn't remember things 10 minutes later.
Sure,
it felt like that.
Yeah, I felt sorry for this poor guy. Again, you'll see it on DVD if they include it, but yeah, Dave went off. But the guy was, he took it like a man. He took his admonishment like a man. He didn't, you know, sit in the seat and start crying and then he just, but yeah, Dave let him have it because, you know, he was not getting some of the principles that we were both teaching and particularly what Dave was teaching. Let me see here. Let me go to a quick musical break, and I'm going to see. I got some people on the phone line, but I got to screen some calls, so I'll be right back in about 2 to 3 minutes.
Set adrift
couldn't even listen to him.
Okay, I got, I'm back. I got David X and Sasha back with me. If you're just tuning in to my show tonight, Up Front and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, I am doing a recap of our recent speaking engagement in London, England. I was a featured speaker. David X was a featured speaker. Sasha was the chief organizer. And there were a few other speakers. And it was just a great time. I had an absolute blast in London. Loved the city of London. I can actually see myself living in London. London was, and we went to this cool restaurant called Busaba East something. It was a
I can never remember the name, but
yeah, Thai restaurant. Man, that was good food, man. They had the smallest chicken wings I've ever seen in my life. These microscopic chicken wings. Oh, that was the only thing I had criticism of. But other than that, yeah, the food was really, really good. Now, I had a guy in my phone queue who was actually at the conference, but it looks like he dropped off. So anyway, I'm going to go to the phone lines with area code 774. Area code 774, you're now Up Front and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
My question or comment is, I want to hear from you and David the craziest thing you ever did that you thought there's no fucking way anyone would ever, this would ever work on anyone and that anyone would ever go for this, and it worked out perfectly.
Dave, you want to go first?
I don't, maybe I'm a little slow tonight. I didn't understand the question fully.
He said, like, what's the crazy, I guess, an approach you had to a woman that you thought wouldn't be effective, but it turned out to be very effective?
Yeah, that's easy. I told a woman once, why don't you grab a box of Kleenex and get under my desk?
I fucking love David X.
I didn't think it would work, and it did.
That is just epic. I can't stop laughing. What was your
one? Okay. I didn't think it was that crazy. I was just, you know, I mean, I've done crazier things, but I think that was the one that I just did. It was like, I didn't think it would work when I was saying it.
Oh,
I think,
man.
I just wanted to piss her off.
Hang on a second.
She gave me a hell of a good
blowjob.
What
the fuck does she need the Kleenex for if she's being a good girl? What does she need a Kleenex for if she's being a good girl? Come on.
Yeah, but she's gonna get it all over her face.
Oh, if you're doing a face shot, sure. You gotta be more specific. I'd be angry if a girl gives me a blowjob and she needs to use tissue afterwards. I'd be upset. That's a waste of good material.
Well, you know what? You know what, Sasha? I guess I consider them a little more than you do. When they get that cum in their eyes and it mixes in with mascara, it never looks that good. So they need a Kleenex.
David, that's nice of you. You're a real nice guy, Dave.
Dave, you remember that guy a couple of weeks ago who called and gave you that lecture on social appropriateness on the show?
I remember a guy was trying to give me a lecture on social appropriateness.
So what I realized after listening to that, he was advocating, when he was telling you what's socially appropriate, he was basically advocating lying to women and saying that it was socially inappropriate to be honest with them.
I don't remember that. Who was he talking about?
That first caller.
I remember something like that. there was this guy who was telling me that by my attitude, I wasn't being socially appropriate with the women. So, I mean, but you know what? Don't forget, I will fight for somebody's right to be wrong. I mean, he's you know what? If at a certain stage of your life, you don't want to recognize what is right or wrong, or what is what works for people. This guy has an opinion, but nothing in his life works.
Well, that's
so he's
I
using
know.
His opinion, and figuring, well, if it works for those guys, they're not socially appropriate.
Well, Dave,
that comes back in the same thing as if everything I've been doing is going to send me to hell. Well, I don't mind.
Well, Dave, like having 147 IQ, I can tell you this. These guys, they fuck up with women because of that. They're trying to label everything. They're trying to analyze. They're like, this is my belief. I'm so smart that I know this. And I'm fucking...
Is your IQ? You know? Excuse me. Do that again?
And there's some idiot out there who has a zero IQ who's getting a woman.
No, but how high is your IQ?
It was in high school. They said it was 147.
Who's they?
I got a psychological assessment. That's all. The second they gave it back to me, the first thing I said to them was, can you check again?
But you know something, I want to tell you something. There's a lot of people who have high IQs, but their insecurities don't make them mention it to me. See, there's another thing too. Your insecurity having to tell me you have a high IQ. If you do have a high IQ, I can definitely sense it very quickly through the way you're talking and dealing with me intelligently. If you don't have a high IQ and you have to tell me you have a high IQ, doesn't that seem sort of funny?
Dave, I'm telling you my high IQ completely fucked me up.
Well, hey, caller, to answer your question, I think your original question was something crazy. Well, truthfully,
yeah.
My general answer would be there's nothing that one thing that stands out. I've had a number of experiences, but I think one of mine is when I've been in situations where time was of the essence. Like, I remember one time I was in a dental office, and I came on a lunch hour, I guess too early, when everybody was there, gone for lunch except for the dental assistant. And I got to talking shit to this woman, and I had her sucking my dick in the dental office on her lunch hour. And I don't know if I would say that qualifies as I didn't think it would work. Because any time I'm 0-1, I think I'm going to get, you know,
right,
a reciprocal response. But I was scared more so in relation to the time, because I kept thinking at any moment, her boss, one of her colleagues, was going to walk in. So it was very scary in terms of, you know, the timing effect.
Definitely.
But along the lines of what Dave was saying, you know, I get that a lot, too, on these message boards. Guys say, well, Alan, you know, this small one stuff, I believe in honesty, but, you know, you're just not socially intelligent and your behavior is not socially appropriate. I mean, one of the things I asked at the conference is, I said, how many guys would consider themselves well-mannered gentlemen? A lot of hands raised up. I said, how many guys would consider themselves, you know, nice guys? I have a lot of women refer to them as nice guys, and 90% of hands went up. And I just asked a simple question. I said, how's that working out for you?
Oh, it's not about even, I don't even know what my fucking beliefs are. My belief is find what works and do it. Don't try to question it. Don't analyze it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to tell David with when he said the high IQ, I was saying that completely fucked me up most of my life because these guys try to logically create a belief system and analyze, and they're like, no, I can't do that. That's socially inappropriate. But the stupid guy doesn't give a fuck, and he doesn't analyze. He just does what works. And,
there
you, know,
you go. See, you're on your way to success.
That was
that's
my
the truth,
biggest
man.
Life lesson.
Matter of fact, what you just said you could almost say in many ways sums up a lot of the gist of my book, Mode One. Let the women know what you really think.
Exactly.
Is that used to be my problem. When I was young, like say high school age and early college, I was always trying to be that socially appropriate guy who said the right thing in the right way at the right time. And yeah, on the positive end, I got a lot of compliments, but I wasn't getting laid a lot. And it wasn't until I just started doing what the fuck I wanted to do and say what the fuck I wanted to say, I started getting criticized more, but I started getting a lot more pussy.
Oh, I know.
You know what, Alan? Alan, mm-hmm. I know why you became Mo One. I figured it out.
I can't wait for this.
Wait a minute. When you were about 2 to 3 years old, somebody deprived you of a chicken wing.
Yeah, I think I had that repressed, babe, because I tell you, man, that's can't fuck with me in my chicken wings. But, yeah. Hey, Carl, I appreciate tell me your first name again, Carl.
My name's Chris.
Chris, okay. Thank you for calling in, Chris.
What's your chicken?
Okay. Have a great night, guys.
Listen, by the way, I was just messing with you, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. We got another caller, area code 516. 516, you're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question and or comment for either me or David X or Sasha?
Mode One. What's going on, Mode One?
What's up, man?
Chilling. What's going on, David X?
Hey.
Hey, and Sasha, P-U-A. Yo, so anyway, as I was saying...
What up, dude?
What up? Listen, my problem is not really all about being, you know, nice or not bold. It's more about being, what could I say, socially appropriate. That's what it's about, really. I'm a bit of a, what could you say, type of dude that... I just don't pay attention to shit. I guess you could say I'm focused or focused on the wrong things. And one of David X's beliefs that I bought into, but I'm having kind of trouble following it, is treat a whore like a lady and a lady like a whore. See, that never worked for me. Because if I treat a whore like a lady, she's going to take advantage or try to take advantage, and it's going to get me pissed off. You know what I mean? It's going to be
wait
like,
minute, hold on.
I get offended and shit. Like, what? I treated you well. And
Hold on. Hold on. Listen. Hold on a minute. How do you know what she's going to say to you? You just said if you treat a whore like a lady and a lady like a whore, you know exactly what she's going to say to you. How do you know?
I don't. I've done it mad times to people who I consider whores or ladies, and I don't get the responses that I want. And it just frustrates me because I'm like, oh, now you're just taking advantage of being nice.
Tell me what happened, because I want to tell you something.
All right.
Before I call you full of shit, I want you to tell me, because I want to understand this, because right away, my natural instincts are ready to call you and tell you you're full of shit. But I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, and maybe I want to see where you're, why and where you're getting this wrong opinion. So,
okay,
tell me exactly when this happened.
All right, this is 2 days ago, but there's been a series of times with different girls, and you know,
okay,
I can chat them up. I can shoot this shit, play the role, keep myself under control, whatever, blah blah blah. And then,
well, hold on, don't tell me what you could or couldn't do. Tell me what you did.
I went over to this chick's house, right? And she had the understanding that we would hook up. So I'm like, all right, let's go. And then she's like, oh, I don't do that. I don't do this. When I know damn full well her history, because all my friends hit, I want to hit it too. What the fuck? You know, and she's resisting and acting like she's...
Hold on a second. Just a second. I'm losing something here. I want to try to help you and understand. So bear with me a second and answer my questions.
Yeah.
You said you went to her house, right?
Yes.
Okay. And she knew you were supposed to hook up. How did she know?
Because I was saying it to her. I was like, all right, you know, you're sexy, being, you know, trying to treat her well. Because I'm thinking, all right, she's a human being. She deserves to be treated well, whatever. Other dudes are like, oh, shit, the bitch, I did this, I did that. I'm like, all right, cool.
Hold on a minute. Calm down. You're trying to treat her well, right?
You said why?
You were trying to treat her well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So was she a lady or a whore? I don't know, because you're telling me.
She was a whore big time, you know?
She was a whore?
Yeah.
How was she a whore? What made her a whore?
Because of what I know.
Well, what you know? That don't answer me.
Yeah,
because of
what I know.
How do you know? What do you know from
because
where?
Because all my friends smashed, which,
oh,
whatever it is.
All your friends told you. Is that what you're going to tell me?
No, all my friends did. They did it. I know they did it. A lot of other dudes in the neighborhood did it, too. And I wanted to do it, too, because they were saying she's good and whatever. And now I'm the only one who didn't do it. I'm like, what the fuck? That sucks. And they're like,
now,
oh, you treated her too good. They're like, fuck that.
Hold on a minute. Everybody did it. Everybody fucked her except for you.
Everyone fucked her except
you're
me.
You're making a statement. I want to find out. You want me to help you?
Yeah,
of course. You're making a statement. You tried it and it didn't work. Tell me what you did. I wasn't there watching you. I only can hear from what you're telling me. So you want to be straight with me? Tell me exactly what happened. So I went over,
and I was like, all right, whatever. We was chilling, and then she was trying to play it off like nothing was gonna happen. When earlier, it was pretty much understood that I was gonna hook up. So I, being a follower of RSD, Real Social Dynamics, I did the Jeffy thing, pulled my pants on, said, time to fuck. And I mean, I got to fucking kiss her, but I felt like a fool knowing that she'd be sucking dick. I'm like, suck my dick. She's like, oh, I don't do that unless I'm in a relationship. I'm like, oh, God. So I stayed for like 2 fucking hours, chilled, smoked, and left, and I was pissed off. I never called her again.
So what you're telling me is, hold on a second. What you're telling me is you treated a whore like a whore. If you took your pants down and say, suck my dick, I don't see where treating her like a lady.
No, I treated her like a lady in the first part of the pickup, whatever you could call it. But then when it was time to get down,
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. How did you treat her like a lady? Tell me where. Show me how you treated her like a lady.
I was being nice, and I wasn't being how I should have been from the start.
What were you doing when you were being nice, treating her like a lady?
I was treating her with
respect. Did you open the car door for her? Did you buy her supper? Did you take her walking to the park?
No.
What did you do to treat her like a lady?
Nothing. It was all in my head.
Yeah, you're right. It's all in your fucking head.
I have a bad fucking ego.
Listen to me.
Yeah, okay.
I work with honesty, trust, and respect. That goes with women and my students and people who ask me for advice. You're fucking wasting my time, okay?
Not really,
you're
dude.
It's wasting my time.
What part of it is full of shit, though? What part of it is full of shit?
So fuck you.
Okay. What part of it is full of shit, though?
Just listen to what you didn't treat her like a lady. You're trying
to make
a mistake. I thought
I did. Now you
didn't
see that I didn't.
What?
I thought I did, but you made me realize that I did not. And I thought by treating her like a lady, it would prolong it, and she would try to make me into some kind of fucking boyfriend or some shit.
You what do you call treating a woman like a lady? Maybe you should figure that out first before you make statements that don't work. You see, it's guys like you who tell other guys, oh, it doesn't work because I tried it, that fucked them up. patience for assholes either. You want me to help you? You got to tell me the truth or fuck off.
Well, I told you, listeners.
Boom!
Boom! You know, matter of fact, Sasha had me saying that in London. Boom! That's like
yeah,
the
that
exclamation
was beautiful.
Point. Boom! I was just telling listeners earlier, I said, David can be a classy, well-mannered guy, but if you piss him off, you're going to experience the wrath of David X. I want to give a few shout-outs. Sugar Hill's in my chat room. Sugar Hill, Rockstar 101 is in my chat room. Nachos Mojados is in my chat room. Madison Media Radio is in my chat room. John London is in my chat room. Jesus V is in my chat room. I got DeJoka KO something. I don't even know how to pronounce that. I got Christian Davis in my chat room. And, of course, I got Army Wife. Army Wife, you got to call in for me, baby. You got to call in. Just talk to me for, like, 2 minutes because I ain't heard from you in, like, over a year and a half. You used to call in to all of my shows. So, Army Wife, I want to hear from you for, like, at least 30 seconds to a minute so the people can hear your voice because you had that legendary call-in voice. Hello, this is Army Wife. I just want to say, but I got another caller. I want to say this is a gentleman who was at the conference. John, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Hey, John, how you doing there?
Very well. The conference was just amazing, and it just brings it all back. And anybody who wasn't there has to get the video when it comes out. It's fantastic, and that Saturday afternoon especially, unbelievable. So thanks very much, and you and Dave were really the stars. So, and I've got a question for David.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Nice to speak to you again. It's great to meet you, I tell you. And one of the things that you always teach, and you said at the conference, you were standing there beside Alan on the stage, and you said, right, pick one method and stick with it. Now, maybe this is a stupid question, but I mean, I see a lot of guys talking, and they're trying to combine your method and Alan's. So rules one and two and mode one. I mean, is that already making it too complicated, or does that make sense, if it's what you teach is so similar?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm not an expert in mode one, but I know basically Alan's The end result is the same for me and Alan. It's just different way of vocalizing. It's like getting a thesaurus and changing the words around. They mean the same thing, but the words are just changed around. I would say it's not a different program. It's a variation. I think like from what I hear of Alan's stuff, it sounds very similar to mine. So it's I could never disagree with anything because it's like disagreeing with myself. And
yeah.
although I never listened to anybody else, I'll tell you what happened. One of the most trusted guys that works with me is a fellow by the name of Craig. And most of the emails I get, he takes care of and answers. Because I only really answer my coaching emails because I'm dedicated to my students. But what happens is he listens and looks around. He comes to me one day and says to me, David, you ought to listen to this guy, Alan, Roger Perry. And I said to him, it's time to thank Greg, but no thank you. And David, you ought to listen. I said, well, he never really insisted on me listening to anybody else. So I'll take a break this, see what he's got to say, and I like what I heard. That's it. I'm not, you know, I pride myself as I'm not a stubborn guy, but I like tonight what I heard Alex Sasha say that he liked the conference because he also learned from it. Now, that shows that a man can progress when a man like that says he's learned from the, and he's really learning from the best, if you're learning from the best, that's what I'm teaching. My idea is to teach everybody so they can experience and do the same thing I'm doing or Alan's doing. That's the whole idea. What, you know, if somebody comes out with a similar kind of view like mine, I will definitely endorse him. But what I'm saying is I find that they try to gimmickize it. I don't know if that's a good word. It's my word. They make it into some sort of gimmick to sell these young guys who I say they're in a type of pain. If they're not going through what I went through at their certain ages, they must be in pain. Blue balls or fucking frustration, and that could change your whole life. It only takes one flip of your life to ruin your life or make a lifetime. So I definitely believe, and that's why I don't like guys to brag or say things, because they've heard them and they're just presuming they're true. See, when I say treat a lady like a whore and a whore like a lady, they've only been saying that for 200 years. It's not something I made up. It's something other experts have always said. So when somebody comes along and starts making statements in public that are sheer fabrication, and these young impressionable people listen to that, they get their doubts. And these guys, their problems are doubts. They're in doubt of themselves. They're in doubt of what they should say or what they do say or who's listening. So many doubts they have, or what the woman's thinking. Instead of getting them to think properly, all these people are doing is putting more doubts in their mind. Instead of saying, listen, like I smell a wet pussy, because that's what you're supposed to do. Not that I have a magical nose. If you stop thinking too hard, you'll smell that wet pussy too. If you can smell
but
my fart,
that's someone who
you smell my pussies.
It's got that great moment on stage as well with those two girls. And Milka and Sophie, I think it was, wasn't it? That's great. Yeah. Well, thanks very much. I mean, it's just a question of keeping clear and keeping focused. So that's helpful. Thanks.
All right, John. Thank you for calling in. Let me see who this is. Area code 239. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Johnson from Florida.
Okay, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, the question I have, man, is, you know, what I try to do is I try to keep, like, some platonic friends, you know, like some females, like, on deck. But the question is, you know, this has been kind of inconsistent. I've had some situations where, you know, I've been talking to some females, and, you know, we've let it be known that we're just friends and stuff, but sometimes they just constantly put, like, that sex thing out there. Like, you know, like, so I talked to some females that would be like, man, you know, I haven't had sex in so long. And sometimes I've took the bait and got totally, like, rejected. But my question is, I guess, what are some signs that you can recognize if it's, like, if they're really trying to give you the pussy, or are they just, you know, are they just playing a game with you?
Who gives a shit about the signs? You either want to fuck them or you don't want to fuck them. Who needs signs? If you want her, tell her you want her.
Okay. So that
you know what?
I'm gonna
answer that question a little differently, okay? And
right.
Sash is right, but I'm gonna answer that question a little differently. First of all, if you have women that are friends, analyze your friendship first. What do you need a woman as a friend for? Keeping them on deck. What are you keeping them on deck for? You're going to fuck them or you're not going to fuck them? If you're keeping them on deck and you're not fucking them, what are you doing for them? You're doing favors for them? You're running errands for them? Or they're keeping you on deck? Who's keeping who on deck? Nothing you told me is clear. It sounds like you're using them and they're using you, and if they get horny, they tease you a little more. So if that's what you're telling me, then I'm telling you, you're the creator of the problem. You know,
okay.
I say this, okay? With women, there's only three positions. Lead, follow, or get the fuck out of the way. And to me, you're either in follow or follow. Okay, so if you want to have any pride, get the fuck out of the way and find new women so you can lead them.
All right, point well taken.
So you said you got some women on deck, but no, they're your platonic friends?
No. I have a couple friends, you know, and like as a guy, I'm never gonna tell. Like, say if I hadn't had any in a while, I'm never gonna tell a woman that. But sometimes I get into situations where women feel like it's. I mean, they feel comfortable telling me, you know, they ain't have any in a while. They're horny and all that. And in the past.
Wait. You had a woman in your presence
right.
tell you that she's horny, and you ain't fucked her?
Well, no. It's a little complicated because, you know, she fucked one of the homies.
Hold on. It's a little complicated. Put your penis in her cunt. Did you place your penis in her cunt? Yes or no?
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, man. You know, I was trying to give you a little sympathy because I knew Dave was going to light into your ass, but. Dude, if a woman's in your physical presence, I'm assuming sitting in the chair, sitting on the couch, whatever the fuck, and she's telling you she's horny and ain't had no dick in a while, then you need to be fucking. There's no excuse for you not fucking. I don't know what kind of conversation can even take place beyond that that doesn't lead to you two fucking. So,
I'm a little reluctant to go there.
You reluctant about what? What are you reluctant about?
No, just in the past, I've had situations where, you know, all the signs were there, and, you know, and then I went for it, and then they were like, they pumped the brakes on me. They were like, whoa.
I don't know. Did you know? No. All I know is when a woman tells you she's horny, and you don't put your dick inside her, the next thing you should hear is a double barrel shotgun blowing your head off.
I say this. So actually, we're running out of time, so I can't really go into too much more detail. But, yeah, it's either one of two things, man. Bro, you need to either fuck them, or if it's blatantly obvious that this is some kind of form of, you know, cock teasing, then you need to leave them the fuck alone.
Right.
So it's either fucking or leave him alone. There ain't really no in between. But if you allow yourself to be strung on like that and fucked with like that, you're going to go crazy. Yeah, you. But I don't know. I can't think of too many times when a woman has told me that she was horny and ain't had no dick, that my dick didn't end up somewhere in her mouth, pussy ass, something. I mean,
you know, it's kind of complicated.
But hey, bro, what was your first name?
Complicated.
What was your first name, caller?
My name is John.
And then, David, Sasha, first, give me a one-minute wrap-up, final thoughts about the whole event and what transpired last week.
Oh, man, how do you say it? Just awesome. I mean, that's the only word that comes into my head, fucking awesome. Just everyone was happy. You guys were happy. I was happy. Everyone in that room was happy. Yeah, man. Fuck, it's not like Dave was saying, it's the real deal, man. The shit really works. There's no bullshit. It actually helps guys in all areas, confidence, women, dating, being upfront with people, being upfront with themselves, personal growth, everything. You fucking name it. This is what we should all be taught, man. It's all of us. Every single person, when they're 10, should be sat down and go, all right, here's what you need to know. Stop being a pussy. Tell people what you think. Go for what you want. But we don't get that speech, so better late than never. But you know what? You guys are doing a great job. I'm getting the word out, and it was just fucking great, dude. I learned so much. You know what? It was worth it for me just from hanging out with you guys, the shit that I learned. It was worth it just for that. Even if, forget about everyone else, forget about the DVD, forget about everybody. Just for me to learn as much as I did with you, from you guys, it was worth it for me, just that. That for me personally and for everybody. And I love you guys! In a gay way.
You cracked me up with
that. I
love you guys, not in a gay way.
Long live chicken wings!
Hey, chicken wings is God's perfect food. That's somewhere in the Bible. I can
it was
the
beautiful
chapter.
It was beautiful taking you to Nando's. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to put a video of you
Nando's
and Dave eating chicken
wings. Nando's is the London
equivalent. Nando's, man.
You could say the Hooters.
Yeah.
Nando's, I love them chicken wings. Yeah, man. Now, David X, give me, I only got a couple minutes left before the show ends. Give me 45 seconds to a minute, your final thoughts on London and what went down.
Well, I have to tell you something. It's the first one seminar that I ever went in collaboration with anybody, and it worked out really well and perfect, and I really think that the fellows that picked this up and watched this seminar, it's like all they need to go to the next level. And thanks to Sasha and Alan and myself, you guys have something, a legacy that we all left you, that no matter how many more or less I do, these are the ones that really can help you out. This was the real deal. I don't think there's ever been a seminar ever that anybody could see or take or participate in that could be so beneficial so quickly as this one did. It's almost like the magic words in a fucking CD.
Yeah. Listeners,
any time, I just want to say one thing. If you guys need any help, you can always go to my website, davidxdating.com, and you can make arrangements, and I'll give you some personal counseling.
Listeners, you heard that? David X. Is it davidx.com or davidxdating.com?
davidxdating.com.
DavidXDating.com, SashaPUA.com, I'm at Mode1.net. One of those three sites, if not all of those three sites, will keep you posted on the DVD of this event when it's ready to drop. I saw a lot of you in the chat room asking about it. When that DVD is ready, I will definitely let you know on Mode1.net, and I'm sure Sasha on SashaPUA.com. David on davidxdating.com. I've enjoyed this show.
You know what? I want to just mention something.
Uh-huh.
Alan, I have to interrupt you and mention something that I've been thinking about this, and I'd like the listeners to think about this, too. I'd like to do a podcast or a series of podcasts or something like Craig was suggesting with you on a regular basis, some kind of show or something like that. So I'd like the listeners to write to you and try to convince you to get together with me, and we'll do something. We'll start interviewing and talking to individuals, something along those lines. We should talk when we're not on the air, but this is an idea to see if the listeners would like that.
Well, I'm sure they will, because this man David X has always given me my highest ratings, literally right now, my top three most listened to shows are the shows where David X has been my guest. So it must be something about our chemistry. And I think they like David X lightening the people's asses like he did the guy tonight. But, hey, listeners, I'm out of time. Have a safe, enjoyable weekend. I will be back next week. Take care.